Some of the programs that are being cut are being picked up by other groups that rely on state support. For example, your care coordination unit will be handled by the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging. Are you at all concerned that these other organizations will fall into dire financial constraints and be forced to cut some of the programs that they're picking up from your department?
Our big concern would be the gap between ending our service and being able to begin or start services with another agency. So our greatest hope is that they are very successful at meeting those needs in this community. I just would not have any idea of knowing how that money will flow for them, because everybody's in the same situation. Anybody with a heavy level of state funding is in trouble for back payments.
So there's a possibility that those programs could be passed on to another agency if they can't afford to keep them going.
That's the bottom line, is how deep, you know, can the pockets run for those folks who have had to pick up, or have been willing, rather, to pick up the services that we've had to let go. The need is here. Other agencies were great about picking up in the gap, but their ramp-up time and trying to get ready to serve people, there's a gap in between. And once they do get started, how timely their payments are going to be, it's anybody's guess.
Any plans to cut additional programs?
No, not at this time.
But the cuts that have already taken place at this facility have left a noticeable mark at the health department. On the west side of the building, the only program that's currently housed on site is for immunizations. Most of the other offices are empty, and there's a large waiting area that's completely deserted. Shirley Hicks says the health department has started compressing many of its staff and programs to the east side of the building. She shows me around the west side, where she says she may start renting out space to outside organizations.
So the east end is much more lively than the west end.
Absolutely.
What does the west end look like right now? If you
it's empty.
Who's the person behind that glass window?
Oh, that's Susan Paycott. She's cleaning up electronic files and making copies. We've had some clients that have been coming to family planning for 20 years for their regular medical checkup. So now they're looking for another provider, and they want their medical records to follow. So it's Susan's responsibility then to make sure that those records are not only secure, but then available to the client if they wish to have them, or sent somewhere where they wish to have them.
I am Susan Paycott, and I am the systems records management and privacy officer at the health department.
How many records are you going through at the moment?
Right now I'm doing two. In the past I've done probably 6 to 8 a day.
How many do you have to do?
Oh, we've got over 3,000 clients if they ask for them.
What needs to happen from a budgetary standpoint before you can pay back the county and cut the furlough days?
Well, the tax distribution generally comes out the 1st of July, so that's key. And then, of course, the $600,000 repayment of funds that are owed to us by the state is also of real vital importance. As I understand it, that could happen sometime throughout the fall, all the way up through December. So that's a long time to wait. So which is why we're being very conservative from a standpoint of what we can and can't do, because it's an unknown.